My name is Mary Koenig, and I'm going to be talking to you about results from one of the major objectives of an NIAAA-funded study that Sherry Lipsky, myself, Chen Cho, and Deborah Hassan have been working on. Sherry, myself, and Chen are from the University of Washington, and Deborah Hassan is from Columbia University, and I knew that was going to happen as one of us. I have no financial gain from any of this work. Domestic violence is not known for its financial benefits. So the objectives of this study were to examine race, ethnicity specific effects of PTSD on alcohol misuse and alcohol use disorders. And we're also interested in looking at moderation of the PTSD alcohol misuse AUD association by a history of physical intimate partner violence and among African American and Latino women, and looking at moderation by discrimination, and among Latino women, looking at moderation by acculturation. Just a short background here. PTSD has been found by many, many studies to be associated with alcohol use disorders. There's mixed support for the temporality of that association. There's strong support of increased risk of PTSD and alcohol problems among IPV victims. And the prevalence of alcohol use disorders and PTSD is also known to vary by race, ethnicity, with whites having the highest rates. And acculturation and discrimination also increase the risk of alcohol use disorders. So we've got a confluence of all high-risk behaviors, and we're sort of interested in looking at the interaction of these factors. Our study data used the National Epidemiologic Survey on Alcohol and Related Conditions, otherwise known as NESARC. And NESARC is a nationally representative household survey of the civilian non-institutionalized U.S. adult population. It's a two-wave study. The first wave was conducted in 2001 to 2002, and the second wave approximately 3 years later in 2004 to 2005. And respondents from the first wave were re-interviewed in that second wave. NESARC involved choosing one adult randomly from each household. And interestingly, I don't know if you're familiar with the National Comorbidities Study, but it did a lifetime assessment of alcohol use and psychological disorders similar to that. Although it only involved two waves, it asked about that entire history, and they were able to get at age of onset of a number of disorders and length and recurrence, and so it's quite involved. For our interests, we further limited the study sample to female respondents because we were interested in race and the effects of race and ethnicity, and we're looking at moderation. We also limited to the larger groups of white, African American, and Latino women so that we would have statistical power to accomplish that. We are interested in these relationships during adulthood, so we excluded those with onset of PTSD or IPV prior to age 18, and also excluded those with onset of alcohol problems prior to age 19. We have a slew of variables we were interested in. Intimate partner violence was measured in NESARC as a person being physically attacked, badly beaten up, or injured by a current or former spouse or partner. It was a lifetime measure, and we considered it in our analysis as a time-dependent variable. Post-traumatic stress disorder was assessed using the Alcohol Use Disorder and Associated Disabilities Schedule based on DSM-IV diagnoses, and this was also considered in our analysis as a time-dependent variable. Among African American and Latino women, we looked at discrimination as a moderating variable of the PTSD alcohol association. And that measure in NESARC was the Experiences of Discrimination Scale developed by Krieger. And we dichotomized that measure to no versus any lifetime experience of discrimination. Among Latino women, we also looked at a measure of acculturation as a moderator. And that measure was adopted from the brief acculturation rating scale 2 for Mexican Americans, and we dichotomized that into low versus moderate to high acculturation. Our outcomes of interest included alcohol misuse, which we considered frequent heavy drinking, and we defined that as having four or more drinks per day at least once a week during the participant's heaviest drinking period. And then the DSM-based alcohol use disorders we looked at were alcohol abuse and alcohol dependence with or without abuse. And in the case of alcohol dependence, we had a covariate in there that adjusted for co-occurring alcohol abuse. Our data analysis involved using multiple extended Cox regression. We had two time-dependent covariates, PTSD and intimate partner violence. And our outcomes were also time-related, so it's time to first onset of each alcohol outcome. We assessed race-ethnicity-specific effects among white, African-American, and Latino women, and we examined potential moderation of the PTSD-alcohol relationship by intimate partner violence, discrimination, and acculturation. And this was the significant effect was measured by including an interaction term and achieving a significant p-value. All of our models were adjusted for sociodemographic factors, including age, marital status, change in marital status, household income, and education. We also adjusted for current measures of the breadth and number of social networks one was involved in, and perceived social support, a lifetime measure of major depression, and also a family history of problem drinking or alcoholism. The next two slides present sample characteristics crossed by race, ethnicity, and you can see here that white participants on average were older than African American and Latino participants. White and Latino women were more likely to be married, and African American women were more likely to be separated, widowed, divorced, or never married. Second slide on sample characteristics, we found whites were more likely to have had higher educational attainment and higher household incomes, and African American women had a slightly higher rate of ever having experienced IPV in their lifetime. So now going on to our regression results. Again, we used multiple extended Cox regression. First outcome here is frequent heavy drinking. And surprisingly, we see no effect of PTSD among white women, African American women, or Latino women. But we do see a significant effect with a twofold increased risk and a 2.4-fold increased risk for white women and African American women associated with a history of intimate partner violence. That association is not seen for Latino women. In terms of discrimination, we found no main effect for African American women, though we found an almost twofold increased risk of ever having experienced discrimination among Latino women on frequent heavy drinking, and a little bit above that for having moderate to high acculturation. And we looked at moderation by three factors, but found no evidence of it for frequent heavy drinking. Next outcome is alcohol abuse. And again, we found no moderation by intimate partner violence, discrimination, or acculturation for this outcome. We found no effect of PTSD among whites or African American women, but an almost threefold increased risk among Latino women. Again, intimate partner violence was significant for whites and African Americans, but not Latino women, with rather, you know, fairly strong effect there. Discrimination was associated with a 40% increased risk of alcohol abuse among African American women, though that result was only marginally significant, 0.051 though, so yeah, it's close. Among Latino women, there was a strong effect of acculturation on alcohol abuse, 3.5-fold. Last outcome we looked at was the most severe, you could arguably, the most severe outcome was alcohol dependence. For non-Hispanic whites, we found a 70% increased risk of PTSD on alcohol dependence, a twofold increased risk of IPV on alcohol dependence, and with this outcome, African Americans start, you know, having different experience than whites. There were a lot of similarities in the earlier outcomes, and there's a twofold increased risk on alcohol dependence among those who ever experienced discrimination for African American women. The results for Latino women with alcohol dependence are a little bit more complicated, so I gave them their own slide. This is the first case where we found evidence of moderation of the effect of PTSD on an alcohol outcome, and that effect was moderated by acculturation. And this is a little bit interesting. We saw only an effect of PTSD among Latino women with low acculturation. We did not see an effect of intimate partner violence on alcohol dependence or discrimination on alcohol dependence among Latino women, but a huge effect of moderate and high acculturation on alcohol dependence. So it's a little interesting what's going on here. The effect of PTSD is only significant among those with low acculturation, but the effect of acculturation itself is through high, moderate to high acculturation on alcohol dependence. Huge list of summary points, so bear with me. I think it helps pull things together, even though it's excessive. Intimate partner violence predicted most alcohol outcomes in white and African American women. IPV was not a significant predictor of any alcohol outcome in Latino women, though the point estimates were mostly greater than one. Neither IPV nor discrimination were moderators of the PTSD alcohol outcome relationship. Experience of discrimination was associated with alcohol abuse and alcohol dependence among African American women, and a frequent heavy drinking among Latino women. Acculturation showed a strong and consistent association with all alcohol outcomes among Latino women, and it also moderated the PTSD alcohol dependence relationship. And those with low acculturation were the only ones showing an effect of PTSD on alcohol dependence. How am I doing on time? Am I okay? Okay. So the implications of some of this work we think are that comprehensive trauma-informed treatment programs have the potential to improve mental health and alcohol outcomes for women, and that our study findings can help inform the development of prevention and intervention efforts by targeting high-risk groups of women and by considering the unique effects of intimate partner violence, discrimination, and acculturation in developing those interventions. We want to put a plug in for further research among Latino women. We definitely could have benefited from a larger sample size in order to accomplish some of the subgroup analyses in looking at moderation. I don't know if you noticed the the confidence intervals in this last slide where we did find acculturation to be a moderator, but they are huge. They're obviously not very precise. So I just want to acknowledge that this was a study funded by NIAAA, and we're very, very thankful to them in this economy especially. And I want to say a special thank you to Deborah Hassan for her collaboration on this project and for sharing the NESARC data with us. So thank you very much, and anyone have any questions? Yes. Migration. We did have a variable on nativity and length of residence in the U.S. I think Sherry did look at that. I think there was a problem with too high a correlation with the acculturation variable. I can't say much more than that. Some of these questions I might have difficulty with. I'm actually replacing Sherry. She had the audacity to retire and travel the world while here I am. And she's more of the content expert here and did the original analyses. So, but I know, you know, we did look at that, and I just can't recall offhand. But I'm happy to get back to you on that. If you want, just come up after and give me your information. Nothing? All right. Thank you very much.